Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Hello, this is Tom Cookman with the Community Comment. What does the future of Humboldt County look like? We've changed so much over the last several years that it is scary. The homeless population is the only thing that is prospering. Businesses and individuals are struggling to make ends meet, and for some reason our government employees, both elected and hired, think they can spend our hard-earned dollars better than we can. The County of Humboldt is unable to balance their budget that exceeds $300 million. Humboldt County has 384 employees who are paid over $100,000 per year. 384. Instead of cutting back on these outrageous salaries, they want to raise taxes. We have a shortfall with the current budget of $2.7 million. If the 384 overpaid employees took just a $10,000 per year pay cut, we would not only balance our budget, but would have a $1 million surplus. My message to those who are trying to balance this budget with a proposed tax increase is to try this simple solution. Remember that the government employees who want you to pay more in taxes are the very employees who are making over $100,000. I don't begrudge the employees. It's the system that is flawed. They are scaring you by telling you that police and fire protection will be reduced to a level that is detrimental to the safety of our citizens. It already takes over 20 minutes for a police officer to get to the scene of a 911 call, so my solution is for each and every one of us to make sure we have replacement cost fire insurance on our homes and to make sure we have a gun next to our beds. When a drug addict breaks into your house, exercise your Second Amendment right to have a firearm, shoot the intruder, and then call 911 to either send an ambulance or, if your shot is good, the coroner. Remember that every single time the government has received an increase in revenue, they never balance the budget for very long. We have several assessments on our property taxes already. The Humboldt Fire District, which technically doesn't exist, has two taxes added to my property tax bill. The schools have assessments on our property tax bills too. Remember, an assessment is just another tax. The lottery infused billions of dollars into the government coffers and they still can't balance the budget. Their solution is, and always is, to devise a way for the taxpayer to open his wallet again and again and again. If we are dumb enough to pass the sales tax increase, I guarantee that the budget will be back in the red in 1 or 2 years. The government is the most inefficient entity I can think of, and giving them more money is an extremely bad business practice. If a business never operated within their means, do you think the bank would just keep giving them more money? The government budgetary process is a financial disaster that can only be fixed if it collapses in on itself and then rebuilt. This will hurt for a little while, but in the long run, it is the only solution to get us back on track. Before you vote, remember 384 employees who work for Humboldt County make over $100,000, and when they retire, before you, they will have a pension that is over $100,000, and you will still be working, paying taxes, and trying to figure out how to retire on a small Social Security check. Vote no on all new taxes. This has been Tom Cookman with the Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.